The Vaquero's Cafe Cantina Hotline brings us all the guests. Even though he's sitting right here with us, we give Vaquero's their love, and we always give him the love. It's Jeff Ward. Check out jeffwardshow.com, part of the Hot Pie Media Group, live each weekday now, and he is at Jeff Ward Show on Twitter. How are you, sir?
Hey there.
Good. Have we recovered from the Vegas trip? How long does it take you to get back from Vegas?
It was like 3 months ago, man.
It was not. It was a couple weeks ago.
I've been to rehab and back already by that time.
Are you fine?
Everything's fine.
You're good now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, when you think...
Yeah.
Well, forget about that.
Yeah.
When you saw the headline...
Yeah.
...or heard the story...
Yeah.
...give me your thoughts on it. You are a Longhorn of a certain age. You played for this team.
Yep.
Your era for me would be, it would be lunacy for a Longhorn to think about going to the SEC. What did you make of it when you heard?
A lot of that stuff. It's been a long time, not the SEC, but this realignment's a long time coming. So I don't think anybody, even myself included, is all that surprised. I am a little bit surprised that it's the SEC. It's not really what I saw coming, and in fact, I would make an argument it's not a good fit. But the use, I'm not surprised. To answer your first question, not surprised at all. They got the usefulness out of the Big 12 that they wanted. They create, every ego crack that somebody wants to make about Texas applies. They get whatever they want, whenever they want. They play, everyone plays by their rules. You live in their world, and they created the Big 12 just for themselves, and they got out of it all they wanted. So that doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I, at some level, nostalgia's out, sort of happy to see it work out that way. Not exactly. They chase the money first. I'm not sure in the end it's going to be the best fit. That said, it may not matter because the next question is how many years removed are we from 40 teams? Done. That's it.
Right, the elite conference level.
I think this is going to create it. I think you're going to end up, the question is it 2 years from now? Is it 5 years from now? You're going to end up with West, Midwest, Southeast, East, done.
You're not the first person I've heard over the years say you don't think it's a fit. Tell me why today you think it might not be a fit.
Yeah. A few reasons. One, selfishly, as an alum, I get that the football is the best. The football is the best in the SEC because there's a commitment to football in the SEC, and the best high school football is played in the South. Period. End of story. In fact, you can make a pretty good argument. High school football in the rest of the country is probably shrinking. So it is the hotbed of the best players. Got it. I'd much rather make trips to the West Coast than I would most of the places in the SEC. I get that the football is better. In terms of traveling and having a good time, it's not so great. It's not a good fit because, one, they're not like-minded schools academically. That may not matter at all, and I know to a football fan, you don't like hearing this stuff. You think it's sort of nerdy, but to someone who went to school in Texas, it's not a really good fit academically. Those other schools, you're going to say this is typical UT ego talking here, and maybe it is. It's not a great fit academically, and it's not a great fit culturally, and I think that affects recruiting. Because I know from taking players out, this is years ago, granted, I know from hosting players myself, one of the things used against Texas was, I see, you're going to go to big liberal Austin, big giant campus with a bunch of wealthy kids that go to bars and have boats and things like that. Culturally, it is the life that we love in Austin is oftentimes sold against the University of Texas. You've got largely kids being recruited in the Southeast Conference by everybody around the country because the high school football is the best in the South. Poor Southern kids, it's going to be sold against UT. A small town kid coming from the deep South, this is not a great fit. High-tech Austin is not a great fit. Giant UT is not a great fit. Hiding someone in Alabama or hiding someone at LSU or hiding someone at College Station feels more like a fit. It's a cultural disconnect between Texas and these other schools. Am I going to say it's a huge effect? No, but I would say over time, the people that are now at Texas, many of whom never worked there, never went to school there, never coached there, it's one of the odd things that while you may love life here, it is sold against you when it comes to some poor kid from the deep South.
I think that
I know that's not going to be received well. I know people don't like to hear that stuff. I'm just telling you that it's part of the disconnect. It might be a problem. Maybe not.
I think there are kids.
But I've heard it before. I heard it back when I was playing.
Right.
I think that there are kids that are hidden here in Austin as well. Probably not to the degree that you are referencing, but it is still an interesting point. Now, I do wonder about the education. I do wonder about the education thing and how much it will mean in the next 4 to 5 years versus what it has meant up to this point because of how quickly the college sports landscape is changing. And not only will you see a more distinct separation between the Group of Five and the Power Five, or whatever the Power Five becomes, but also a clear-cut separation between the academic side of colleges versus the athletic side, many of which have separate entities in terms of the financial structures already.
Look, I'm owning. I think what you have to, whenever you look at college sports, and I've been on each side. I get it. There are fans of the sport who are no different than you'd be fans of the Steelers or the Cowboys. You're just fans of the program. You're fans of the football. There are people who have attachment to the campus. And if you have an attachment to the campus, it's more than just football. It's academics and football. It's all the stuff that goes with it. So I think to people who hear this conversation, hear what I'm saying just as a fan, you're going to say, screw that, man. The football is just better. Okay, you're right. But if there's more to it to someone than just the football, it's a little tough to take that they chase the money like this. Surprising, no. I think to a lot of alums, again, if they just want to have cocktail parties and watch great football, they're going to the right place. But I just think academically it doesn't add up. Does it matter anymore? Probably not. And if you wanted evidence that nothing but matters is the money, then this deal is it. Does it matter that, you know, the other schools have, you know, they all have low standards when it comes to letting a guy in on a football scholarship. There are virtually no standards. They're incredibly low. But selling a guy on who can't qualify academically anyway. Okay, it's a sad, I don't want to be a bleeding heart here, but it's a sad story. You pull the curtain back on how many poor kids who do not belong in college, it is not an attractive picture. You're basically holding a kid's hand to get him through because he doesn't belong there. That problem's, I think, going to be even bigger now when you're comparing yourself, trying to find a class for some kid from Podunk, Louisiana, coming to UT, finding him a class to hide him versus finding a class to hide him at Clemson.
Do you think there are any other...
I think it's easier. I mean, that's, you know, it's, I'm sure that offends somebody, but I don't care.
Do you think there's any other school in the SEC that would deal with it the way you're talking about Texas will deal with it? With Austin and everything.
I mean,
everything.
Think about the cultural difference.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a cultural difference between A&M and Texas, and they're both great schools.
And that's what I've heard. This is what we've talked about for years.
Yeah, there's a very cultural difference, and the cultural difference does matter when some kid who's completely out of his element... And most kids are. They're completely out of their element. They step on a 60,000 student campus and look around their skyscrapers of Facebook and Google. It's different than finding your way to Tuscaloosa, Alabama and hiding, you know, on the south side of campus and that's it, man. It's just a big cultural difference that I think coaches recruiting are going to battle against. How big of a battle it is, I don't know. But I used to hear it.
What about the Oklahoma fit for you? Is it a big contrast versus Texas?
No.
I mean, or is it the same kind of issue?
Anybody can make the argument that Oklahoma fits in the SEC better than Texas.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, football-wise alone. You know, how many games would Texas have won a year ago in the SEC?
Whew.
4 or 5? It'd be a beatdown for a few years. You know, you might have those little peaks and valleys, because that's what you're going to have in the SEC, these peaks and valleys, until you're able to stockpile like LSU and Alabama. But Oklahoma, I mean, again, it's there's a huge cultural difference between a campus in Norman and a campus in Austin.
Right. No, there's no doubt.
I mean, it's light years difference.
What do you think what do you think that room in College Station, the Board of Regents meeting when they have it this week, what do you think that room is going to do when it comes to vote time? When it comes right down to it and they have to say yay or nay, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to say nay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they have to. I think you'd be awfully unpopular if you said yay.
Because you have to stand up for what you were told
absolutely.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Look, they have Aggie jokes aside, they have every right to have a little bit of bitterness. You know, I mean, I don't blame anybody in college football. I go back a few years ago when, was it Tommy Tuberville was coaching at Texas Tech? And Tommy Tuberville's a moron, okay? He's an absolute full-on moron who's now a United States Senator, and he's even more of a moron now. But he said something early on in his time at Tech, which made me laugh, and I thought, wow, he hasn't caught on yet. You're supposed to just shut up and go along. And he said something like, I don't get it. Does Texas get everything they want? Something to that effect. And I thought, well, yeah, buddy, that's exactly the way it works.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you just discovered that, and I cracked up because I thought, no, that dude is right. He's coming from somewhere else where there probably is some sort of equal footing, not when Texas is concerned. So I don't blame anybody at all for being bitter that Texas just sort of runs around and does whatever it wants because it sells everything it wants, and they feel like they get left behind. So I don't blame them. That said, first of all, for A&M, one, I thought you looked kind of whiny this week. You know, shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. You're not happy about it. Fair enough. You don't want them around. Fair enough. Don't go public with that. It just looked like you're a baby.
Right.
Bad look. Yeah. Bad look. I think the A&M president got a hold of it and tried to give a much more diplomatic response, maybe sensing that somebody said, hey, you know, we look like crybabies right now.
Right.
We're all butthurt about this. Yeah. I mean, shut up, everybody. So I think they vote against. I don't think it's going to matter.
Be a 13-1, probably.
And I wouldn't hold it against them if they did vote against. Shouldn't they vote against? What's changed since the last time they were screwed around?
I think that the overall attitude amongst leadership changed this last weekend, and it was a foreseeable pivot, too. I think the SEC probably said, look, we understand why you guys are frustrated, but it's time for you to be a member of this conference and embrace this with open arms, because otherwise it's only going to continue to look bad for you because everybody else is going to vote this thing in.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Right.
So if I'm A&M, I need to look like I'm at least taking up for what I had a problem with before. I think I just be consistent and say, look, I didn't like it. I wanted away from them before, and I haven't changed my mind. I want away from them now, even though I'm going to get steamrolled on this, and it's not going to matter.
How do you think Texas?
Do you agree with that?
I think in the end, everybody's going to need to be able to live with 13-1 if that's what it is.
Yeah.
But
maybe they can talk to somebody. Hey, look, will you guys vote with this just to make it look?
I think it could be equal parts 13-1 and let's play ball.
Yeah.
I think
eventually
they're just going to say, look, we're not leaving a conference or anything. We're not that crazy.
Yeah.
We want to, we'll play you again if the SEC says we have to play you again. Sure. But I think they'll probably stand at 13-1. Even if they had to be 13-1, I think that's where they'll stand.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think anyone. The whole thing reeks of money anyway. That's all it is. And everyone's going to make more money, and A&M's going to make more money. And, you know, in the end, it's sort of like having Tiger Woods in your golf tournament. And you may not, you may, crap, I got to, my tee times moved to 4 a.m. because of him. Well, but still going to make more money. So I think in the end, they're going to count the money the same, and they're going to be mostly pleased with it because this day was coming anyway. That next shakeout is coming sooner or later. So you're all going to be chasing the next giant TV contract. But I think in terms of ethics and campus morale, I'd still say no.
Okay.
Do you think Texas will operate comfortably as just another team in their conference?
They're not going to have much of a choice. You mean football-wise or attitude-wise or commercially?
I think the whole shebang. I mean, they'll be given respect because of the Texas brand, but they're not going to be able to pull power plays like they have for so long now in the Big 12 and then also back in the Southwest Conference days.
Right. That's true. I mean, there's the other interesting part of this story is how things have changed politically. Because when this has been done before, and I think that's kind of an interesting backstory to this, not to get away from what the first part of the question was, but when these moves were blocked or supported in the past, there was this roundup of political support. This time, either they did this amazingly quietly to get the political support, or they seized the moment that Greg Abbott wasn't paying attention. And I think he's not paying attention. I think he's like, what? Huh? I got to get on Fox News right now because I need a MAGA hat and I got to go win again and I want to be president. So don't bother me with this football stuff. I think the timing of this, even though Abbott's a UT guy as opposed to in the past when Ann Richards was around and people like that blocked it, I just think it's kind of funny that even though the legislators, especially out of West Texas, who are saying, we're screwed, man, and they're right, they're screwed. You just got, you're nothing now. You're virtually nothing now. And they were trying to get Abbott's attention and couldn't get it. I think that's kind of funny.
Although Abbott going on the SEC network may help with that Republican primary in 2024.
I know. Don't think he won't be in a NASCAR race. Right. He'll have that MAGA hat on in a NASCAR race.
Exactly. All right.
He'll forget UT and start supporting like Ole Miss or something.
I'll be just hotty toddy.
Yeah, not in Austin. I don't need that. That's a blue dot. I want the MAGA hats.
You got one more for him?
Yeah,
Trey?
One more. And this is actually going to be sports related.
All right. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out football wise. I don't know yet. I kind of think peaks and valleys, because I think the sales pitch is harder than people realize at Texas.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, from my 9-year experience, it forces you to do one of two things. It either forces you to get better, or it forces you to the basement.
Yeah, or Arkansas.
Average doesn't really exist
Arkansas,
in that conference.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
There really is a have and have not line that you feel like you get drawn every year. Are you up here with this group? Or are you down here just getting stepped on over and over?
And you get your face kicked in, too.
Absolutely.
You don't get one of those games that's 52-48. You just get drilled.
Yeah.
And it never gets... If you're not... You can't hide bad players in that league like you can in the Big 12. You can't hide not having any defense in that league like you can in the Big 12. That's where I think Oklahoma's going to be an interesting quick start. Is what can they transfer from lighting it up on the offensive side and being able to get away with no defense whatsoever,
right?
And all of a sudden you go to that league where you won't get the ball back.
Right.
You'll get beat 60-20.
You got to tackle folks. Yeah. There's no doubt.
You have to bring them to the ground in that league. You don't get to touch them in Tupelo and then over there. They don't play Tupelo in the SEC.
That is true. That is true.
What do you think about Simone Biles quitting on her team in the middle of the medal rounds in the name of mental health?
I'm going to finish with a light one for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, I hate the coverage of the Olympics, first of all. I feel like if you're not driving a minivan, it's not for you. Are there any men competing in the Olympic Games? All I see is girls in glitter and gymnastics.
Are there any men?
Have they showed it? Are there men's sports? Are there any men's? I haven't seen any coverage yet of the men's sports.
I saw some men swimming. I did see a couple men swimming.
You saw like 10 seconds before they went to vignette about some guy who carried his family on his back across the tundra or something. I hate the coverage. I hate it. But
there is a woman who was born as a man who's competing as a woman in powerlifting for New Zealand.
I'd rather watch that than ribbon dancing in gymnastics. Whatever stupid dance routine that is.
You're being set up, Jeff Ward. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, yeah.
He is setting you up for something. I'm not sure what it is.
Don't play into that conspiracy theory. I'm not ever setting him up for anything, but now he thinks that because you keep feeding it.
I don't think I've ever stopped here without some way, we could be talking about the temperature and you'd end up in some transgendered issue. It circles its way back to transgendered every time I'm here, man.
That's the new rep.
Is that what you guys do? All transgender talk all the time?
No, today we're trying to figure out why the most decorated gymnast in the history of the world just stopped
in the middle of the team competition for a medal.
Wow. Yeah, she didn't. If she'd have figured it out 3 months ago and said, I'm done,
the first headline was she had a mental issue. Did you see that?
The first thing I saw said medical, and then maybe I misread, though.
I thought it was mental.
Mental issue? What?
Yeah. I think that means you're losing and just want to quit.
She just cracked up right in the middle of it.
I don't know if she cracked up. I think she decided I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, but we've got to call that for what it is, right? I know this is a red, white, and blue time, but one of our biggest, she's the most famous athlete there, right? Phelps is retired.
Oh, yeah,
Is there anybody bigger than her?
She's the most marketable until today.
And then, wow.
Imagine her agent.
She is the most Wheaties.
Wait, can you give me yourself? I'm going to text her right now. You need to get back on that. Palm, right. What do they do?
Back on that floor
Palm
exercise.
Horse right now. Because they got Coca-Cola on the other line saying they're out.
And she'll still be marketable. She's still got a certain level of it.
If she follows Naomi Osaka's lead, she's about to get a Barbie doll, a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover, and a Netflix docuseries.
Yeah, but there's shelf life. There's not much shelf life if you don't leave. I don't agree. I think the shelf life's now fairly short.
Because she's every 4 years.
Yeah, and it's
Osaka,
not that big.
Osaka's a continual sport.
Yeah, and it's a bigger sport year round. I mean, this is once every 4 years we pay attention only to stories, And if you're not a great story, I'm not talking about athlete, I'm not talking about success. If you're not a great story, you're not going to be a story if you're out of the news. Now, she's going to cry and do a lot of talk shows, but I don't know if it sells product. So I have no idea.
Yeah, what a wild
story. I'd love to say I care more than I do.
No, we don't want you to do that.
I don't care.
I would love for you to say what you said. I don't need you to say you care.
I like swimming and measurable sports. That's what I like. I don't care to see you cry in another interview after ribbon dancing.
I think this
or skateboarding or ballroom dancing or whatever else kind of freaking dance. Breakdancing is there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Breakdancing is there now.
Parkour is an Olympic sport.
I think have a potter's wheel, too.
I think it just officially hit me why I've enjoyed these conversations with Jeff Ward so much, because he practices active apathy.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I love active apathy. You got to not care sometimes, and you do a great job of that.
Just
find out what you care about and what you don't.
Just stay in my lane. That's it.
That's why we can talk about these issues, Chad, because we genuinely don't care about most of them either.
That's correct.
That's why we can have adult conversations about it.
Exactly. And at the end,
you're a great talk show host when you say, I don't care pretty much the whole time. I don't care. What, huh?
It's been my opinion on the NBA for the last 5 years now, Jeff.
That is true. That is true as well.
I don't know. I mean, when is she going to tell us what the deal is?
I don't know. I think she kind of already has.
She did? I thought she just said, I'm good with it. I've been in the Olympics before.
She said the pressure was getting to me.
Yeah.
So I need to just take a step away.
I will care for a second. Let me pretend to care.
Okay, go ahead. Jeff Ward pretending to care.
I knew we could eventually poke him enough to get him to care.
Thank goodness I don't have a gymnast or a cheerleader in my family, so I haven't been through that. But there's something icky about that whole industry where you peak at like 19 or 15 or whatever. I mean, the fact that she says she's burned out and the pressure got to her makes total sense to me. This poor kid, young woman, has been stuck doing this stuff since she was 6, and it's been pretty overwhelming. And then the entire marketability of the Olympic Games has been dependent upon her.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is. That's all NBC is selling. And like I said, there's no men competing. It's just her.
And if I'm not mistaken, she is one of the many, 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 many athletes that was a part of the Larry Nassar thing.
I think so, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
There's something in addition to that kind of monster.
Yeah.
There's just something icky about growing up in that industry at such a young age where I could see, I hope the story out of this is, when I burned out at 15. Yeah. My body's beaten down. And then all of a sudden I had to carry NBC's entire $2 billion package on my back, which is pretty much the way this has worked.
Yeah, that's a wild story. That's a good turn at the end. I like that.
Thank you. I cared. I cared. I'm going online right now to read all about it.
Look at you with your feelings. Jeff Ward. Check out jeffwardshow.com, at Jeff Ward Show on Twitter. It is live each weekday, and we get to talk to him on Tuesdays because we're lucky and so are y'all. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.